Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning at 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Teen shot in North Wichita. We've got the story.
I'm Rodney Price. Sedgwick County Commissioners unanimously approved changes to a TIF district in downtown Wichita. We'll tell you where a little later.
A man catfished and then robbed in South Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Gusty north winds are bringing a big change to the weather we had yesterday, with temperatures running well below normal for this time of year. What can we expect for the rest of the day? Our full forecast coming up.
In newly released impeachment inquiry transcripts, the top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine says he understood that U.S. military aid would be withheld until Ukraine investigated Joe Biden and his son, Hunter.
Bill Taylor, the acting U.S. ambassador in Ukraine, agreed with Democrats' characterization of a quid pro quo during a closed-door deposition last month. A transcript of that interview reveals Taylor telling investigators it was his clear understanding security assistance to Ukraine was held back unless Ukraine's government committed to investigations in the former Vice President Joe Biden and aspects of the 2016 elections. Taylor's testimony is the latest released by House Democrats, who also announced public testimony starting next week from Taylor and two other State Department officials. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A teenager was hospitalized following a shooting in North Wichita.
It happened around 6 Wednesday evening in the 1300 block of East 15th at McAdams Park. Police say a group of teens were walking home after playing basketball when the shots were fired. One of the boys was struck once in the chest and is reported to be in critical condition. No arrests have been made. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Sedgwick County Commission unanimously approving an expansion and modification of the Union Station TIF district in downtown Wichita.
Brent Shelton, Deputy Chief Financial Officer for the county, explained what a tax increment financing district is.
Designed as a financing tool that enables governments to invest in infrastructure and other public improvements and then pay for them by capturing the increase in property tax revenues that generated those enhancements.
The old Ice House building near Union Station will be expanded by 13,000 square feet to a total of 40,000 square feet of commercial space. It is estimated to cost $8.7 million. The city of Wichita approved the same measure back on October 8th. The project is set to be finished in April 2021. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Police say a man was catfished and robbed Tuesday afternoon in South Wichita.
At approximately 1:15 on Tuesday, officers responded to a highway robbery call at the apartments there in the 4200 block of South Hydraulic. When they arrived, they contacted a 19-year-old male who had reported going to the location to meet what he believed was a female he had been chatting with over text.
Police officer Charlie Davidson says the victim thought he was texting with a female, but he was not. He was actually being lured to that location by the suspects, who then produced a handgun and a knife and robbed him. Police were able to stop the suspects in a car in the 1300 block of South Ellis. Police arrested a 20-year-old man and a 15-year-old boy for aggravated robbery.
Speaking in Louisiana, bolstering a Republican running for governor, President Trump went after Joe Biden and his son, Hunter.
President Trump campaigning in Monroe, Louisiana, Wednesday, repeatedly bringing up the family of a famed son of Delaware. The president referring to Hunter Biden, son of 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden, and his business dealings in China and Ukraine.
How old is your son? How old is that young man there? How old are you? How old? Yeah. Eight. Let me tell you, he's eight. He knows energy better than Joe Biden's son.
The president has repeatedly denied accusations that he tied military aid to a Ukrainian investigation into the Biden family. In Washington, Jessica Stone, Fox News.
Kansas City voters have overwhelmingly approved removing the name of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. from a historic boulevard. Residents Tuesday approved a ballot question that will remove King's name and return the street's name to the Paseo. The vote came after months of heated debate that began shortly after the city council voted in January to name the 10-mile boulevard that runs through a mostly black area of the city after the civil rights icon. KNSS News Time, now 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Thursday night football on the docket tonight, and some Wichita Thunder hockey action downtown yesterday. We'll fill you in coming up in sports.
Gasoline prices holding steady right now in Kansas. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Gasoline prices holding steady right now in Kansas. Sean Stewart with AAA says the Kansas average was unchanged from the week before at $2.35. Stewart adds the fundamental movement was interesting.
Gasoline demand numbers were fairly high, looking more like summer than fall. But despite that high demand and the resulting decrease in gasoline stocks on hand, the national average and Kansas average gas prices remain flat.
Stewart says Kansas remains the 11th least expensive state in the nation for gasoline.
One presidential candidate for 2020 is proposing a longer school day.
She says she wants to reduce the burden of childcare by, quote, aligning school and work schedules in a way that fosters economic growth. Senator Kamala Harris proposing her Family-Friendly Schools Act, in which schools would be open 10 hours a day and offer extra educational programs and services. She says it's to free working parents from being forced to juggle schedules. The California senator also wants to expand all-day summer learning programs. Democrat rivals Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren advocate similar community school plans in which children would have access to social services and doctor appointments while their parents focus on work. Kevin Battle, Fox News.
Some of McDonald's most popular Happy Meal toys are coming back for a limited time.
Making a Happy Meal with Ronald and Friends.
McDonald's begins today selling limited edition surprise Happy Meals featuring iconic throwback toys from the past 40 years. 17 vintage popular Happy Meal toys like the McDonald's Hot Wheels Thunderbird, Grimace and Hamburglar, and My Little Pony. Coming to McDonald's restaurants for a limited time, though the surprise Happy Meals. They won't come with throwback menus like a larger-sized order of fries, a cheeseburger, or a Coke. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock with Steve and Ted.
Eastbound Kellogg actually now shut down at 183rd Street West because of a traffic accident at 167th West. They are saying it was a non-injury traffic accident, so
must be scattered everywhere.
Some good news there, yeah. But they've actually got the eastbound lanes closed headed this direction. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now let's take a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Any precipitation chances diminish here this morning? Clouds gradually move out, and it is going to be windy and much colder. Our high this afternoon, just 41. Clear and cold tonight, Tarlo 22. And then as low pressure builds to the west of us, that will give us south winds tomorrow and help warm us up a bit. Friday's high 51. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Well, it's certainly chilly this morning. Partly cloudy sky, 25 degrees. North wind gusting to 28 miles per hour. That's giving you a wind chill out there of 11. Have you thought about a western hat that could you could wear on the farm or on the ranch or when you bundle up for the cold Kansas weather like today? Hatman Jacks has the best selection in the area and can help you make sure it's the right fit. Hey, you want to remember Jack at Christmas time. That's just a little hint there. At the clock tower in Delano, Hatman Jacks. 8:11, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Today is November 7th. On this date in 1991, basketball star Magic Johnson announced that he had tested positive for HIV and was retiring.
Yeah, shocking, shocking news.
At that time, my feeling was, and most people I think said, anybody we have known about or known that had this was going to, they were going to die.
Right.
It was a fatal disease. Well, despite his HIV status, Johnson has been able to sustain himself with medication. So, you know, who knows what it is? Maybe it's the fact that the guy was just a champion athlete and his body has better, you know, immune system. I don't know. But he's still alive. And I thought, man, that's it for Magic. That's going to be the end of it. But he's still alive. All right, Ted, it's, 8:12, Steve and Ted. And a quick note today that we have a new leader for Wichita Festivals Incorporated, the people who do the River Festival.
One of our pretty key organizations here in town.
This thing has been for years. It's raised the money and organized the events every year and so forth. Next year's, by the way, before I get around to the rest of this, next year's Wichita River Festival is scheduled for May 29th through June 6th. So mark that on your calendar right now. Maybe you don't have a new calendar for the next year, but there you go. The guy's name is Ty Tabing, a Wichita native, and he's had a career outside Wichita for a while. And he's going to be taking over as a president and CEO of Wichita's Wichita Festivals, Inc., effective November 20th. He's replacing Mary Beth Jarvis, who led the organization from 2012 until August 15th. Now she works as the executive director of the E2E Pilot Accelerator, a nonprofit formed to foster business startups. And so she's gone on to something else, and now Ty Tabing is coming on the job. He's a 52-year-old man.
He's my age.
Yeah, he's a graduate of Wichita North High School and Wichita State University. And according to Denise Neal's story in the Wichita Eagle today, apparently, when he got out of school, he was eager as heck to get out of Wichita as fast as he could. But over the years, he's decided, I think I want to go back there to my hometown. And he's come back, and he's been doing some work and so forth. Now he's got the job down there as the new CEO and president of Wichita Festivals, Inc. Ty, I don't know you, but, graduate of North High School, about the time my kids were going to school up there. I'm sure he's a great guy, and we wish him all the luck. There's a lot of responsibility that goes with Wichita Festivals, Inc., and it takes a special person to shoulder that responsibility and move forward with one of the fun events in the entire world.
Of course, at least the last two leaders of that organization has been female.
That's right.
I don't know who the last man was who headed that.
I don't know either. You're thinking about Jarvis.
Mary Beth and then Janet Wright before her for many, many years.
Elma Broadfoot was there, too, I think.
Was she the head of festivals?
I think it's always been women, maybe. I don't know. It's going back quite a few years. Okay, today is, if you heard one of our news stories this morning, today is we're announcing the 2019 National Toy Hall of Fame finalists. Now, they're going to take two or three of these and put them in National Hall of Fame. Toy Hall of Fame is in New York, right?
In Rochester, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's Rochester. And brother, get your thoughts on a couple of these, Ted. If you got a favorite here, what the Care Bears? That's not my generation.
That's beyond me. Yeah.
How about coloring books? Of course, everybody grew up with.
How is that not in there already?
Yeah, that should
be
in there.
That's a staple.
Now, are you familiar with the Fisher Price Corn Popper? Did you have one of these?
I think some of my friends did. I never had one.
It's a little thing with a handle on it,
right?
And you push it around. And I think my kids had one of those. I never had one, but we didn't have any toys at all. Jenga. I don't even know what Jenga is. There was a picture of it. I don't know what Jenga is.
You don't know what Jenga is?
No, I don't. What is it then? Do you know?
Yeah, the stack up the blocks and you remove them one at a time.
Yeah,
and eventually it collapses.
Okay. Yeah, now I got you. All right. Magic the Gathering is one of the
I don't know what that is.
That was big when I was in high school.
Magic the Gathering.
It was a collectible card game.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah.
Masters of the Universe toys.
That's after me.
Matchbox Cars.
Oh, now that's right in my,
Oh, yeah.
Hot Wheels are already in, by the way.
So this is not Hot Wheels.
This is different.
There's a difference?
Incarnation, yeah.
There's a difference in it? Okay.
Apparently.
Matchbox Cars were a little bit earlier.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you have Matchbox Cars when you were growing up?
My son did, but not me. My Little Pony. You have one of those? I don't think. I don't think my daughter had one of those. Nerf Blaster. Is this one the Nerf gun? Is that what this is?
Yeah. I think they're saying generic terms is in pretty much all, because there's been dozens and dozens and dozens of different kinds.
My grandkids have had Gatling guns and machine guns.
Yeah.
They had a bucket of Nerf bullets that would make you're crazy. So did you ever have one of those?
I never got past the Nerf football. Oh. That was my Nerf product.
There you go. Risk, the board game Risk.
Oh, I've got...
You like that?
Yeah, played it tons when I was growing up.
Love
Risk.
Never
good. I was never good at it. I must not be good at strategy.
Oh, okay.
Well,
My brother claims I would always overextend myself trying to capture Asia and everything would collapse. I never could win at that game.
How about the smartphone? Is that a toy? I guess so.
It can be.
It is.
Yeah,
in today's world.
Yeah, well, I guess you're right. Yeah. And last on the list is Top.
That's not in there yet?
What is that? Just,
it's been around for centuries.
I know. It's probably the oldest toy in the world. But what exactly is a top? How do you make it?
Something that spins.
It spins, and there's a point.
And maintains
it.
Its balance for a few seconds.
What? That doesn't sound like a lot of fun to me. Now, you pick it up and throw it at your brother with that pointy end. Well, that could be exciting.
Well, see.
That's the way
it can be a toy or a weapon, then, in your mind.
You know, if they ever have put in there a
warped mind.
The large cardboard box that we use for everything from a car to a spaceship
to a house. Exactly.
I'd have to check, but I think it's there.
I think it is, too.
Because, they've already put in the stick.
The stick is in, which we had. I did a lot of playing with those. I'm sure the balls are in, like basketball, football. Don't you think? Aren't they? I would imagine they are. Every time I think about it.
Let's hope so.
Every time I think about that, I think about the basketballs we had when we were kids. Mm-hmm. They were all rubber, mm-hmm. right? And they had a little seam in there that every now and then would rupture. And then this black part of the interior would come bubbling out like a goiter. You ever have one of those?
Yeah.
And then you had to learn how to dribble the ball, bouncing every which way, and how you would grip the ball. Would you put the goiter under your hands when you shot the ball?
That makes it more fun.
Yeah. I wonder how many people had one of those basketballs like that. All right. The National Toy Hall of Fame finalists today. 818 Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And it is sports time with Ted Woodward this morning. Ted, what's going on?
Certainly big news about some elite world-class athletes that are going to be coming in Wichita next summer. Of course, next year is the Summer Olympics in Tokyo. And the last event prior to the Olympics as a warm-up for volleyball for Team USA will be played right here in Wichita. The U.S. Women's National Volleyball Team will play its final domestic tournament before the Olympics right here at Koch Arena, coming up on June 9th through the 11th, as Team USA will be joined by Turkey, Belgium, and Japan in one final warm-up before the Olympics. It'll be right here in Wichita at Koch Arena.
Wow.
The American women are ranked number 2 in the world. Japan is ranked number 7 in the world. So some of the best volleyball players in the world will be competing in Wichita in June, coming up this summer as a preview to the Olympics. How about that? We do have, we'll talk some hoops tonight. The weekly edition of KU Basketball Hawk Talk with head coach Bill Self at 6 o'clock tonight. That's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Jayhawks coming off that close loss to Duke earlier in the week. Home opener in Lawrence coming up tomorrow night. And then after that, we'll go to Thursday Night Football. It's a battle in the AFC West as the Los Angeles Chargers take on the Oakland Raiders. Two teams that are chasing the Kansas City Chiefs right now. As the Raiders are a game and a half behind the Chiefs in the standings, Chargers are just two games back here between these two teams. In Oakland has only one home loss this year, and that was against the Chiefs. Speaking of the Chiefs, how is the health of quarterback Pat Mahomes?
Right,
still recovering from that dislocated kneecap. Some remarks from Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
Now it's a matter of just going through and doing it. You know, it's been increases work level, see how he handles it, and that's where we're at. We'll monitor it, and we'll just see how he does. I mean, there's just no there's no answer right now for it, and that's what's real, and we go with it.
So we'll see how Pat Mahomes' health holds up, if he's ready to go or if he still needs more time. We did have some volleyball action last night. Bethany in second place in the conference, going on the road and beating first place St. Mary in 5 sets. The Bethany volleyball team now 23-6 on the season. Pro basketball in the NBA last night. The Detroit Pistons win at home, beat the bottom team in the league, the New York Knicks, 122-102. Starting lineup for the Pistons, former Kansas Jayhawk Markieff Morris with 22 points and 5 assists. Coming off the bench for the Pistons, another KU guy, Svi Mykhailiuk, with a couple of rebounds and a pair of assists. Pistons won 2 out of their last 3 after beating the New York Knicks last night. And we have an interesting basketball birthday today here in Wichita. And it comes on the heels of yesterday's birthday as well. High school basketball legend Aubrey Sherrod, of course, celebrating his 57th birthday yesterday. And then today, the 57th birthday of Greg Dreiling, played at the very same time in the City League against Aubrey. Dreiling, 57 years old today, high school All-American at Cape and Mount Carmel, then played at Wichita State for a year, and then finished up at KU, and then played a decade in the NBA.
How about that? Yeah.
So Aubrey Sherrod and Greg Dreiling were born one day apart, both basketball legends here in the city of Wichita.
You're right.
How about that?
How about it?
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
That's Sports with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says the impeachment inquiry is corrupt. That's coming up, Steve, at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
And, of course, here on a Thursday morning, it's time to talk Chiefs football.
It's time for A Minute with Mitch.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.